in the back of the Psalter hymnal, we're going to turn this morning to Lord's Day 3 on page 10. And in light of that, we're going to turn in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, and then Genesis chapter 3, and Romans chapter 12, chapter 3, sorry. So Genesis 1, Genesis 3, and Romans chapter 3. We'll begin by hearing what it is that we confess, we believe in Lord's Day 3. And I'm going to read for us the questions, and you as a congregation will read the answers. Lord's Day 3. Question 6. Did God create man so wicked and perverse? No. Then where does man's corrupt nature come from? But are we so corrupt that we are totally unable to do any good and inclined towards all evil? In light of this, we read God's word, Genesis 1. We begin reading in verse 26. This is God's word. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And then we page forward one chapter, beginning in verse 1, Genesis 3, verse 1. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.' 'You will not surely die,' the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. And then we turn to Paul's letter to the Romans, Romans chapter 3. Beginning in verse 10. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one.